something I got to say. It don't seem like nothing, girl's ever going my way. For whatever it is I want, My old friend Lil, mansion on top of the hill. I saw her yesterday, she was working for cheap. She used to have money to burn, lost it all, lived and learned. The guitar, the great Maestro, hit it off. Thank you.
Santa Barbara, and he's written such great hits as Higher Love with Stevie Winwood, Tears of Heaven, Eric Clapton, a whole bunch of B.B. King, bunch of songs. He's got all sorts of Grammys and Oscars, and I don't know why he ranks with me, but he does.
And you're good.
There's allergy season here. And so part of me, Frank Sinatra code is never say you're sorry or say you got an allergy. I got an allergy.
Kevin, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it from him, too.
Peanuts, cats, or dogs, which one is it? Or all three combined?
All three, eh? But this is a song Will and I like to contemplate before we write a song. Contemplation for us is sort of thinking with a nice, beautiful bottle of red ruby wine. And he lives out there in Quinoa country. You ever see that movie Sideways? Well, after writing with Will, you're sideways. He popped the bottle and all the fog was coming across the Catalina Islands, and he was talking about some of his lost loves, and I was talking about lost love here, and we started talking. Well, you never quite lose them. Maybe you just meet them some other time, some other place. Rain woke me up and I watched it all day. When something's all over, there's not much to say. The first move you made, I was hoping you'd stay some other time, some other place. Summer is gone and there's no one around. The beach is all empty and the shops all closed down. I toss up a coin and it hangs in the air. Tails I stay here, heads I go in the wind, some other time. Something's all over. Something begins. Now lovers are gamblers, and they risk it all to look at the face of the next card that falls. You can't choose the cards you're given to play. Why do the best ones just slip away? Some other time, someone will play. Sitting at the Hillbilly Ranch. This is called Cry One More Time. Gone wrong. I need another beer. This is one of the new songs from A Cure for Loneliness. Now, I hope you do find this as A Cure for Loneliness, and I have the great pleasure and honor of recording it with these gentlemen right here. Well, when you wake up these days and you're having yourself a cup of coffee, and maybe a cup of tea, I'm a tea drinker myself. Newspapers, and you're turning on the radio and you see the TV, it looks like the world is in kind of confusion. And you get messed up in the mind. So do let me, hey, give them a little taste of it. This is a little sanctifying song for you.
Change in time. drought going out there in California. They got a flood coming all down the Delta. And you know they got tornadoes all the way in the Midwest. They got bombing over there in Europe. You just start thinking about it, you start worrying about it, you start getting down your hands and knees, you start shaking about it, you say, man, the world's in the tank, and sometimes you wonder, you can't understand, man, what's going on, it's spinning around, what the hell is going to happen, you're going to get a little piece of mind, you're going to get to it, you're going to get through it, man, you start worrying, and you start shaking about it, every day you think about tomorrow, you say, what the hell is going to happen tomorrow, man, you keep looking for it, yeah. Kind of hotel. Send me a piano. I need a piano. I need a Yamaha 245789. So Jerry Winkler says, you need a 245789? I'll get it over there. And he gets over a 245789 to the Americana Hotel. 10 minutes later, Jerry Winkler gets another phone call. Jerry, this piano is killing me. But I gotta get me a bass part. I got this like boom, 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 boom. But man, I gotta get it down. I need a bass amp. I need a bass guitar, Fender bass. Was that the top of the line?
Top of the line.
I was the top of the line, right up to my room. Came up to the room. And he said, man, I need a guitar, man. I gotta do like this, like, give me a little funk. Like, that wasn't it, but it sounds good. So he got one of these incredibly expensive Les Paul guitars. He got it in the room. Now he got a piano. He got a bass. He got a guitar. He got a drum machine. He got maracas. He got tambourines. He got the whole room scattered up. It looked like a music store. And then Dog said to me, he said, you know something, Wolf? You know what I did with that shit? I said, what? He said, I sold it. He said, because I know the motherfuckers, they're going to cheat me on my royalties, so I might as well get something for it. So this is a Don Covey song called Usual Place. Let me hear you.
Please be
can't go through. I can't go through another night. It's been so long.
The usual time.
hard times back behind me. I'm moving on. Down the road is where you'll find me, right or wrong. Take nothing to remind me. I'm going strong. Won't be a tie to bind me. Tell me, do you want to ride? I've seen restless feelings you can't hide. Time to get away. Side by side, and come what may. And I'm rolling on. I've got hard time back behind me. I'm rolling on. Now the road is where you'll find me, right or wrong. Take nothing to remind me. I'm going strong. Won't be a tattoo by me. Don't want to fade away. More than the world will run on me. I'll take it out straight away. Rolling wheels will be, and I'm rolling on. I've got miles on this heart, but I never been afraid to start. Turn it up and turn me loose, straight from here to eternity. And I'm rolling on. I got hard times back behind me. I'm moving on. Down the road is where you'll find me, right or wrong. Take nothing to remind me. I'm going strong. Won't be a tie to bind me. Oh, I'm going on. Oh, I'm moving on. And I'm going strong.
People on the radio. Not the listeners, the people in there. And you go, oh, look into my eyes. I need to tell you the person's hypnotized. It was. It's Larry Glick. You're right. Pardon me? Yeah, it was. Larry Glick, you're right. You're paying attention, dude. But there was this other guy, I can't quite think of his name, but he'll come to me, but he was doing his show from Boston in his basement. And he would, let's take another phone call. Uh-huh.
Kenny Mayer.
Right. Now, this guy didn't realize you could only hear him. You couldn't hear the other person on the line. So the phone call would go like this. Yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, I love that restaurant. Right. Actually, I was there 2 nights ago. Oh, I love the veal. You're right, the veal is great. Thank you. Let's take another phone call. Now, am I right? All right, thank you very much. Who won the World Series in 1928? St. Louis, you're right. Give that gal a free beer. The stories, now you're getting them. So one night, I got this station, and I love the Everly Brothers. Everly Brothers is one of my favorites. They still are my favorites. And I turned in this radio station. It was WWVA Wheeling, West Virginia. And there was these two beautiful ladies singing, and they sounded just like the Everly Brothers. And I went and got a piece of paper, and the dog had a little flashlight. I was waiting for the DJ to tell me who these ladies were. And he said, that was the Stanley Brothers. But that was my first 10-year-old introduction to a thing called bluegrass. Years later, I got to sit and have lunch with the king of bluegrass, Mr. Bill Monroe, and we'd like to do a Bill Monroe song right now with the great music right here on the side. Come on. Memories that make my heart turn cold. And I know someday, sweetheart, that my blue moon will turn gold again. When my blue moon turns gold again, when the rainbows turn the clouds away, when my blue moon turns gold again, you'll be back with my arms to stay. Now you love her, and she loves him, and he loves somebody else, you just can't win. So it goes till the day you die. This thing that calls up will make you cry. I had the blues, the red and the pink. One thing for sure, love sticks, yeah, love sticks. Side by side, never won't find you, yes it did, you just can't hide. You'll hear it call, and your heart will fall, and then love will fly, not by your soul. You know, I don't care what any calendar over thinks, all I can say. radio. Radio, as I grew up in the Bronx, a very cultured place. In some districts, of course. Not the one where I grew up. My friends taught me how to smoke, how to drink, and as far as they were concerned, most important, how to spit. And the whole real great art was to take a smoke, take a cigarette, make a smoke ring, and then spit back to it. Now there was some that can do three smoke rings and spit right through them. Practice, practice, practice. And as I said, these guys were like very, very intelligent characters, very cultured characters. Like, for instance, you know, let's go down to the schoolyard, get some fucking Mark 45, sit around and stare. You know, Joey, what would you do if we're in the schoolyard and a flying saucer landed right smack in the middle of the schoolyard? You know, Sal, I fucking walk right up to that fucking Martian. I say, get the fuck out of here! Well, they're no longer with us right now. The Martians are my friend. But this song goes out to them. I wrote it with the great Tim Mayer, who's no longer with us either. But he was a great playwright, great poet. And, well, we discussed a lot of things, and it's life only lasts for a while, so fun for a while, grab it while it lasts.
Yeah!
Thank you.
was fun. Fun for a while. Formally introduce to you these fantastic, incredible, talented artists that are behind me. Talk about fun for a while and being blessed. I am blessed having these great artists with me, record with me, travel with me, and put
very
up with
humble
me.
Of you.
Through the trials and tribulations, I'd like to formally introduce everyone, starting right over here to my dyslexic left. What is it, stage left? What is that? Okay. Stage left. From the Appalachian Hills, weaned on Genesee cream ale at the age of 9, were playing in a honky tonk. His dad put him on a stool in a honky tonk, playing honky tonk guitar. I'm talking about the one, the only, playing lap steel, doing it all, acoustic guitar, man with the six strings. I'm talking the great, great. I call him Lefty because it reminds me so much of the great Lefty Frizzell, Kevin Barry, right there. Come on, take a little bow. Right next to him is a gentleman that was, in the very distinguished. He is in the Rhode Island Great Jazz Hall of Fame. I call him Dr. Jazz. He comes from the Ocean State. But play a little something there. Put that
stuff. Get funky.
Before I introduce him, you got it. What are you going to do?
That's a big
one. You got all night? I'm going to play a little something called blues.
What key?
B flat for those of you keeping track.
Okay. Yeah, you making sure I don't have a B flat on mine. From the high, high hills of Connecticut, and I do mean high, from Tolin, Connecticut, the one and only banging on the drum, Mr. Tom Airey. Get up and take a bow. Let me have you a little pound of that, buddy. Come on. Thank you. from Worcester, Massachusetts. Luke Lemay on the guitar. We've got a new record out. A great record out. I recommend everybody getting it. You can get it on DukeLevine.com. Fade Out is the title. I hope he ain't talking about me.
You're not famed,
God bless you, man.
You're
I like
not famed, babe. Calm yourself, dude.
Talking about bourbon. This lady comes to mind. She's a double-fisted bourbon drinker. I'm talking about the one and only man I wish I could get in. Oh, Miss Shelby, and it's called nothing, but don't get me down on my knees, because, babe, you got nothing but a little tragedy. I think I won the Fool's Award today, where I made my friend cry. I can't believe the stupid things I say. Well, I wonder the reason why. I know that life has got its ups and downs. I can take whatever comes around. But if you ever take a love from me, now that would be a tragedy. Give a love, cut you in. Thank you.
Bye.
thank you so much. Before we get out of here, I'd like to thank on sound the great maestro right there, Mr. Tom Newby. Friends, right there on the monitors, come on out here, take a little bow. Put it out, come on. We need our chef for giving us the protein to bounce around, rock and roll. And of course, our entire road crew, Mr. John Wayne Burke, right here. Come on out here, John. Come on out here. Let me see you do that John Wayne walk. And last but not least, lady that has helped us out enormously, she does all the Facebook and all that kind of stuff. If you write, she'll answer you, I'll tell you. She sits home eating nothing but Dunkin' Donuts. Powdered Dunkin' Donuts. What's Jelly Roll, right?
No,
not Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts and a lot of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. But she helps us, I would like to call her name out, Miss Frieda Epstein. She don't come to the show, she just likes to type away and eat them donuts and watch Sex in the City Part 9. Now, I told her, I don't mean to get, I won't do it. But we'd like to leave you with this one.
It's on the wall!
And before we get through, without this sounding like show business jive, I personally would like to thank everyone for coming out tonight, spending your hard-earned money, and thank you for all the many, 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 many years of loyal support. My wish is that your rockin' days be many, healthy, full of happiness, and you get what you're dreaming for. So with that, I'd like to leave you with, baby, we cannot do it. That's why we need you tonight.
Tomorrow.
do tonight.
Tell me.
everybody.